So my name is Lieutenant Colonel Chris Wright, and I'm the Emergency Department Consultant in the Role 3 Hospital, which is a trauma hospital in Camp Bastion. So here we've got a 50-bed hospital set up to receive trauma patients. The trauma patients usually arrive by helicopter, and as soon as they're wheeled into the hospital, we have a trauma team of anything up to 30 people ready to resuscitate them. And my job is to be the trauma team leader, to be in charge of that team, a bit like conducting an orchestra to make sure everything goes well. This hospital is a great place to work professionally. It's awful that we're seeing all these casualties, but professionally it is satisfying because never have we been able to resuscitate people so effectively. So people with very severe injuries that in previous conflicts would have died, we're able to save and even return to duty sometimes, and certainly get them alive back home to their families. What we do at Camp Bastion is has advanced over the last decade of fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. We do have a really big team here. It's a bit like a Formula One pit stop crew, where the whole team dives on the patient and can achieve in about 6 minutes what back at home would usually take hours to do. So I've been in the military for the last 10 or 12 years, deploying specifically to Northern Ireland, Iraq and Afghanistan. And what has developed over the last 10 years has been ways of resuscitating people that are now incredibly effective. So what I've seen that we've improved on specifically are things like our ability to give blood transfusions. Our blood transfusion knowledge and technology has improved dramatically. We have equipment out here like CT scanners, and our surgeons do very focused, very fast surgery to resuscitate people. If you combine all those things together, it makes for a very effective team working that can resuscitate our patients. And because of it, our survival statistics for our guys that are injured are better than we've ever seen before. So if you arrive in the hospital with a pulse, you have a 98% chance of surviving, and that's not something you've ever seen in any previous conflict.